This is an update in my continuing coverage of KIC 8462852 for August 27th, 2017. There's some news to cover, but most notably, there is a rumor of two imminent papers coming out on this star, one from Dr. Boyajian's team and the other from Joshua Simon. If so, you'll hear from me again on this story as information comes out. This video, however, relates to three other developments. The first is on the star KIC 3542116 and a new paper by S. Rappaport and colleagues, link in the description below. Aside from Tabby's star, this team was conducting interesting research in its own right. They wanted to identify the passage of exocomets in front of stars using the Kepler data, which is truly a gift that keeps on giving since it was designed to hunt exoplanets, but has also yielded a treasure trove of information for everyone from exocomet hunters to stellar astronomers studying variable stars. In their search, they found a convincing candidate for a star with transiting exocomets, which was KIC 3542116, plus a further candidate which showed one transiting comet with a similar light curve. The light curves of transiting comets ended up being rather distinctive and apparently consistent. That's a problem for KIC 8462852 and the theory that comets are causing the dips at Tabby's star. That hypothesis was put forth in the 2016 paper by Dr. Boyajian and her team, which included Rappaport as a co-author, that took an in-depth look at this star and really started the ball rolling as to figuring out what was going on with it. They came up with the cold comet hypothesis. The lack of infrared at this star could be explained by cold comets entering the system, perturbed by a nearby red dwarf. It was a reasonable hypothesis, and while it remained one of the more viable natural origin theories for the star's behavior, it received a blow when Bradley Schaefer, the discoverer of the long-term dimming trend at the star, calculated that you'd need over 640,000 giant comets to block the light as it was at KIC 8462852. That seemed implausible. But now we have another blow. In the new paper, Rappaport and colleagues mention KIC 8462852. They note that the 22% dip observed by Kepler, the deepest one, is more than two orders of magnitude larger than what they saw at KIC 3542116. They also note that the dips at Tabby's star last significantly longer. And lastly, the light curves do not look like comets as they were seen at KIC 3542116. They also state that there is currently no compelling evidence for any natural scenario on the table with the data that's out there. This could have important implications for any new papers that might come out this week. The second paper is by Andrew Collins and engineer Rodney Hale, where they correlate the star's 0.88-day periodicity with potential other patterns that may or may not be present in the star's light curves. Patterns would certainly be strange to see, very much so, especially if they align mathematically in some way, as Collins presented last night in an interview with Richard Hoagland. I must freely admit that I do not often agree with Mr. Hoagland, but that particular interview aside, I must admit skepticism with this paper as I'm not sold on the idea that the 0.88-day rotational period is actually present at this star. It might be an artifact. But the authors do make a really valid point. They suggest that perhaps we should be looking at hybrid explanations for this star, some combination of events rather than any single one. Fair point for sure, and out-of-the-box thinking is very welcome with this star. The third development is a new natural origin hypothesis put forth by a team at the University of Antioquia's Department of Astronomy, linked to the Universe Today article on the subject in the description below. Here they suggest that a ringed gas giant planet might be to blame, and that the dips are being caused by the rings transiting at a tilted angle, while constantly being affected by the gravity of the star. It's an interesting proposition, but it does not seem to account for the long-term dimming trend. That's a common theme with many of the explanations regarding this star, and I fear that until the existence of that trend is settled, there does seem to be a lot of evidence out there for it, any explanation explaining the events at this star that ignores it is going to appear contrived. At this point, it's hard to envision just what is behind the dimming events at this star, though I still suspect it's some kind of dust. Maybe that will be solved this week with new papers, and this whole story could look very different, or it could wander off into mystery land again, and I'll still be making videos on the subject 5 years from now. We shall see. But as far as the star itself, it seems to have ended the recent Scarab Ray dip. so named by Dr. Boyajian's Kickstarter supporters, which was among the most interesting dips yet. There seemed to be a deep, very short-term dip that occurred at the bottom of the overall trend, and then a brightening lasting on order of hours. Since, the star seems to have went back to nominal, or perhaps back to the sawtooth patterns. More dips could occur at any time. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author Jean-Michel Godier, currently thinking that I wouldn't be surprised if the first SETI radio signal we receive from an alien civilization, after much deciphering, ends up translating to, so what do you guys think Tabby Star is? And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.